my analysis indicated that the movement side would emerge and be a little bit more predominant. And in a movement, there are no central leaders, there are no headquarters, there are no flags, there are no oaths, and a movement is much more difficult to analyze. And so that was the primary point that caused me to believe that Al-Qaeda was on the process of devolving as a terrorist organization and evolving more as a movement per se.
Do you see any evidence that your analysis was heeded by the government?
At the time, I don't think it was heeded. Essentially, what I was predicting was the emergence of what we now today call jihadist leaderless terrorism. And so that concept of jihadist leaderless terrorism really didn't take or have an impact or take effect until probably after 2004 with the Madrid bombings. So for 2-3 years, no, I don't think anybody picked up on the point I was trying to make. And certainly the government didn't realize what I was trying to say and act accordingly.
Do you think they get it now?
Without a doubt, they understand that the primary threat, at least here in the United States, comes from the jihadist leaderless terrorism. In other words, those Major Hassan, those lone wolf terrorists, and those small autonomous cells like the ones in Fort Dix. Certainly they understand now that the leaderless jihad is the most, I would say, the most pressing threat that the U.S. faces at home.
Former State Department intelligence analyst Dennis Pluchinski, J.J. Green. WTOP News.